Shalom, everybody! During Sukkot, many of us attend a Simchas Beis HaShoeva in our community, or in our school, or in our shul. Our Simcha comes from, and it mimics, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that we celebrated in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the special celebration of the drawing of the water that was going to be poured on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. That drawing of the water and the bringing of the water to the Beis HaMikdash was a cause for celebration, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What exactly are we celebrating today? Why are we celebrating? There's a lot to say about celebrating the drawing of the water in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and I've spoken about that in previous FMTs, but the question in today's FMT is a bit different. Why are we celebrating Simchas Beis HaShoeva nowadays? Unfortunately, due to our sins, there is no Beis HaMikdash just yet. So what exactly are we celebrating nowadays? And this question is made even stronger when we think about the fact that every time we think about the Beis HaMikdash today, every time we mention the Beis HaMikdash today, it's done with sadness, with grief. But all of a sudden, with the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we celebrate? We're happy? Why? This question is asked by Rav Matisyahu Chaim Salomon Shlita, the Mashkiach of Beis Medrash Gavoa of Lakewood. It's in his Sefer on the Yamim Tovim Matnas Chaim, beginning on page Lamed Zayin. Rav Salomon says that he heard the following idea from Rav Yechezkel Sarna. Rav Yechezkel Sarna was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and he died in 1969. To answer our question about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Rav Sarna shares an analogy, a mashal, of a man who saw in the newspaper that he won a lot of money in a lottery. The newspaper printed the winning lottery ticket, and he had that ticket. He won a very large sum of money. And that night, he invited his whole family and all of his friends to dinner in a very fancy restaurant. And during the dinner, he announced that the reason he invited everyone to dinner was because he won a large amount of money, and he wanted to celebrate with his family and friends. One of his friends came over to him to congratulate him, and the friend asked the man if he could see the check that the lottery sent him. He had never seen a check written out with such a large sum, and he wanted to see a check like that. But the lottery winner told his friend that he hadn't received the check yet. He still had to go down to the offices to collect the check. And when the friend heard that, he started laughing. He said, "If you don't have the check yet, if you don't have the money yet, why are you celebrating?" And the man said, "It's true that I don't have the money yet, but I am so sure that the money will come through. I am so sure that the check will come. I am celebrating now as if the money has already come through. The newspaper printed the results of the lottery, and I see that I've won, so I'm celebrating now, even though the check has not yet arrived." And that, says Rav Sarna, is why we celebrate at a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, even today without the Beis HaMikdash. After a whole month of Elul, after 10 whole days of tshuva and kapara and tara, and now that it's Sukkot, we go out into the sukkah. We leave not only the comfort of our home, but the safety of our home. And we go into a flimsy sukkah with flimsy walls and flimsy roof. And why? Because we're so sure that Hashem is protecting us. Just like our ancestors who left Mitzrayim with emunah that Hashem would protect them, we too sit in a sukkah and gain from what the Zohar calls tzila d'mehemanusa, the shade of emunah, the protection of emunah. And with all that emunah, with all that bitachon, we celebrate the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Why are we celebrating? Because we read in the newspaper that we won the lottery. The Nevi'im spoke again and again and again about the upcoming Geula, about the coming of Mashiach, about the ingathering of the exiles, and of course about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. True! It hasn't happened yet, or at least while I'm recording this FMT, it hasn't happened yet. True, it hasn't happened yet. But we celebrate now, because we are so certain that it will indeed happen. We read it in the newspapers, and it's already happening. We're celebrating as if it's already happening. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not a celebration, chas v'shalom, of Zecher LeMikdash. It's not a commemoration of what was. It is a celebration of what we are sure will be. Have a good Moed and a good Yontif, everyone!